People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, the saying goes. Well, scientists say that they have found a glass house deep beneath the sea that is surprisingly strong, and it's made by a sponge. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
Joanna Eisenberg is a scientist who likes to browse through beachside boutiques to look at starfish, shells, that kind of thing. A few years ago, she walked into a store in California and something new caught her eye. It looked like a crystal vase about a foot tall, made of glass threads woven together like lace.
It was my first time I saw a structure of such a beauty, actually. It's the most beautiful structure I have ever seen. The whole structure shines in the room more than anything else. It's really a work of art.
Actually, it was a sponge, a glass sponge to be precise, called Hexactinellid. It lives on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, where it extracts silica from the seawater to make a rigid skeleton, a kind of glass house that little shrimps use for shelter.
It's really confusing, the fact that this organism is called sponge. There's nothing spongy about it.
Eisenberg studies materials made by animals, but she had never heard of this glass-making sponge. She was impressed that its delicate-looking glass fibers weren't at all fragile.
It's impossible to break the structure just holding it or pressing on it. It's physically possible to break it only if you jump on top of it, if it lies on the floor.
Eisenberg works at Bell Laboratories in New Jersey, which does basic research into new materials for electronics and industry. So she and her colleagues carefully studied the sponge using advanced microscopes and other tools. They report the results in the journal Science. Eisenberg says the sponge has so many tricks for making a strong glass house that it could serve as a textbook for construction engineers.
You can find any construction principle that we know within its design.
The sponge first builds strong microscopic fibers by gluing together thin layers of glass. Then it gathers these laminated fibers together for even more strength. It's like a bundle of sticks tied together, much harder to break than a single twig. The bundles are then arranged in a grid that gets embedded into glass cement like reinforced concrete. Now, people use these kinds of techniques to build things like skyscrapers. But Eisenberg says what's amazing is that the sponge grows its lattice. And its glasswork doesn't require the kind of red-hot furnace that human glassmakers need.
Nature obviously doesn't use high temperatures and is capable of forming glass structures of complexity that is unparalleled in technology. I cannot imagine how structure of this sophistication can be produced.
Eisenberg wants to figure it out. That's because low-temperature glassmaking could have applications in all kinds of technologies, like fiber optics, or even, someday, a stone-proof glass house. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
And you can see photos of the glass sponge at our website, npr.org.